Trump isn't the problem. This system is. Let's get something clear. Trump is a clown, but the Democratic Party is the circus that made him possible. Democrats have had every chance to stop the slide into authoritarianism. They've held majorities. They've had the presidency. They've had the so-called moral high ground. And they've done jack shit with it. The result? Americans are disgusted with Trump, but almost as disgusted with the people who keep telling us to vote for the same useless party leaders while fascism burns through the foundations. 1. We've been screaming for change. They keep replying with decorum. Citizens United. The real coup already happened. The 2010 Supreme Court decision in Citizens United versus FEC legalized political bribery. It unleashed unlimited corporate and dark money into our elections and handed our democracy over to the highest bidder. 2. Both parties, yes, including the Democrats, took the money and ran. 3. Super PACs and dark money organizations have poured billions into elections. In 2024 alone, they're already past $2.7 billion. 4. These aren't grassroots campaigns anymore. They're auction houses. Democrats say they want campaign finance reform. Meanwhile, Future Forward PAC is funded by a dark money affiliate. 5. And Kamala Harris' super PAC pulled millions from the same billionaire class the party claims to oppose. 6. And the worst part? The public knows it. Roughly 80% of Americans oppose the Citizens United ruling, including a majority of Republicans. 7. Nina Turner asked the question everyone's thinking. Former Ohio State Senator and progressive powerhouse Nina Turner posed a simple, searing question. Nina Turner is a thought leader, activist, former Ohio State Senator and professor. Notice, info, the responses poured in, angry, desperate, blisteringly honest, and very telling. The answers make one thing crystal clear. People don't believe the Democratic Party wants to fight fascism. Hell, they don't even believe the party can fight. Let's hear them out. Replies from her Facebook followers. Alexander Obergen, do not give them an inch. Democrats need to get angry and get organized. Democrats have stuck to decorum for too long and now fascism runs in their face. Call a spade a spade. I'm tired of being fully confident that if a Nazi set me on fire that majority of the Democratic Party would let me burn while telling the Nazi, that's not very nice. You're doing the wrong thing. Stop it. Step into hot water. Stop letting Republicans corner Dems with scary buzzwords. Get kicked out. Sit in on Congress floors. Protests. I want to see Democrats dragged out screaming when their Republican colleagues try to silence them. Stop complying in advance. I want to see Dems utilize their own security. There's no reason Elon's goons should be able to take over buildings. Why don't Democrats walk their own security forces up there and take it back? We need more than standing there 50 deep while one idiot with a mustache keeps you out of a building. Push past him. Do something other than talk. Christopher Parker. Obstruct at every juncture. Abandon all semblance of decorum. Get angry. Becky Driscoll. Hold the line. Recognize that we cannot fight fascism by agreeing to give up rights piece by piece. We can't sacrifice trans people or immigrants or any other group. Understand that the rules of engagement have changed, and compromise isn't an option. Stop moving to the right and trying to find the middle because the middle constantly moves to the right. Recognize that blind capitalism is what got us here and we need an entirely new structure. Honestly, at this point I don't think there's any hope for the Democratic Party. The people in power in the Democratic Party are way too entrenched in capitalism and their own gain to want to make any substantive changes. Tobias G. Hunter. One of the most effective politicians of the 21st century is Claudia Sheinbaum of Mexico, and AMLO before her. Every day she has a press conference, personally, where she talks about whatever the government is doing. And then takes questions from reporters. She takes her message directly to the people on YouTube, not through a spokesperson, and uncorrupted by the biased media. Democrats need to do something like that. A daily brief. Talk directly to the people. Don't go on Rachel Maddow. Most millennials don't have cable, go directly on YouTube. I'd like to see this at every level of government. From mayor to state senator to governor to Congress and Senate. Politicians can take an hour out of their day to talk to their constituents. Julie Kramer. Trying to actually argue that these terrible bills and whatnot are terrible instead of basically being like, oh okay, this is happening now. We had momentum with Bernie in 2016 but the DNC is terrible. The establishment Dems are on the same side as Republicans. They've got similar donors. If someone would actually do something for the working people, it would be great, but I'm not keeping my hopes up. Michelle Tallarico. If they stepped aside and let the true fighters step up, the vast majority are just as complicit as their Republican counterparts. Lowell Barnes. I don't want Democrats to fight. I know they will only fight for their oligarch owners. I want them, and Republicans too, to get out of the way of the people. Denise Solon. Next they can start the New Deal 2.0. Give the public a vision of the future that is for something and not just trying to react to the latest outrage. Focus on working class needs and equity amongst all working class people. Adam O.C. Stop running so hard on social issues, don't be afraid to be tough on illegal immigration and be vocal about it, be able to support trans citizens but also stand against trans women in women's sports. Focus on all working people's struggles like cost of housing, cost of healthcare, low wages, the wealthy not paying taxes, strengthening public schools. Speak the language of working people. Be highly educated and still speak plainly. People tend to be more amicable when they're not struggling day to day. Melly Killings. Democrats as we know them are dead and worthless. The whole party needs to be disbanded. They can fight by stepping down to actual people with integrity. Tobias G. Hunter, again, AMLO ran under a major party and had the election stolen. So he started his own party. They built a literal grassroots movement, village to village, and now they hold a supermajority. Marina talked to people about economic issues and stayed away from culture war stuff. We need that here. Cut out the media. Get on YouTube. Talk directly. Every day. Dan Joe. Take no time off. Use every type of media as a soapbox. Call a spade a spade. Don't let the GOP get away with literal crimes. Break from the party and be vocal about it. Erica Lee. Transparency. Recognition of how they have abused the system and how others abuse it. Legislation to publicly fund elections instead of relying on corporate PACs. Lori Jones. Stop running against Trump. Start running for the people. Get rid of money in politics. Term limits for Congress and SCOTUS. Feed the people. Cap income at $999 million. Militarized police? Gone. Fix education. Affordable housing. Remove treasonous grifters from government. Take back the country while we still can. Lydia Drinwater Kuist. Call out every lie, then counter it with the truth. Support living wages, universal healthcare, and affordable housing, loudly. No more baby steps. The working class has been mourning since Bernie was kneecapped, twice. The DNC did that. And people haven't forgotten. Warren Forwell. The single most important issue is getting rid of Citizens United. Bribery must be made illegal. Nothing will change until that happens. Daniel Tolchik. I want them to impede this administration at every step. Not with symbolic words, but with real action. Rallies. Groom new candidates. Adopt a working class progressive agenda. Jen Amos. Don't vote for sketchy cabinet picks. Don't vote for continuing resolutions that hurt the people. Shut down the government if you have to. Primary every Schumer and Manchin. Manchin's daughter made millions off jacked up EpiPen prices. Call them out by name. John Brodeur. Democrats need a populist vision. Right now it looks like they're choosing to lose. Voters agree on tons of policies, they're just ignored because donors don't like them. Mark Salmon. This two-party nightmare has to end. The Progressive Caucus needs to start a new party. Medicare for all. Union rights. Tax the rich like it's 1950. I'm a disabled combat vet in Oklahoma and I'm getting into politics because what other option is left? Cody Cross. Be like IOC, Bernie, Jasmine Crockett. Get on YouTube and podcasts. Tour the country. Rally swing districts. Challenge MAGA everywhere. Reject corporate PAC money. Deny Republicans unanimous consent. Act like an opposition party, finally. Josh Leonard. The Democratic Party is finished. Time and time again, they've shown the working class who they really are. It's time for a new party that refuses to budge on working class issues. Kathleen Fetterman LaPlante. Stop ignoring progressives. Bernie should have been the nominee. Twice. Dems don't get how to use social media, and the old guard refuses to pass the torch. Start doing town halls in red districts. Stop trying to be liked by Republicans, they're laughing in your face. Do something, anything. Democrats are choosing to lose. Here's the bitter truth. The Democratic Party isn't incapable of fighting. They're unwilling. They don't want to upset their corporate donors. 8. They don't want to break from the bipartisan club. 9. They don't want to be seen as impolite. even if it means letting the country slide into fascism. They still think you can kill fascism with a fact check. 10. They still think we're playing by rules. We're not. The GOP brought AR-15s to a chess match. Democrats brought a tote bag and a podcast recommendation. Build something new, or burn with the old. It's time for a left-wing tea party. An aggressive, unapologetic, grassroots rebellion. One that drags this party left by its hair, or replaces it entirely. 11. People like Claudia Sheinbaum and AMLO didn't wait for permission. 12. They got cheated by the system, then built a new one. They talked to the people, not at them. They won, and they governed. You want to fight fascism? You need to end Citizens United. 13. Kill dark money. 14. Primary every Jeffries and Schumer. 15. Stop treating the GOP like colleagues and start treating them like the enemies of democracy they are. 16. Speak plainly. 17. Fight loudly. 18. Organize relentlessly. 19. And if the Democratic Party won't do it, torch it.